When reading from the text, and this is a little bit of a different sequence, if you'd like to make a note, those of you that are taking notes. From the Reflections on the Art of Personality by Hedayat Inayat Khan, and this is number 45, so this will precede the practice we're about to do. To be a human being does not necessarily mean to be a person. To be a human being does not necessarily mean to be a person. To be a person means to have a personality, which is to say, characteristics developed according to one's ideals, besides those characteristics which one has inherited from birth and which can be modulated to the best advantage. The practice preparing the way for the ideal is called character building. Whereas the ideal itself is reached through an art, the art of personality. To be a human being does not necessarily mean to be a person. To be a person means to have a personality, which is to say, characteristics developed according to one's ideals, besides those characteristics which one has inherited from birth and which can be modulated to the best advantage. The practice preparing the way for the ideal is called character building, whereas the ideal itself is reached through an art, the art of personality. Let us do a reflective meditation based on a few of the lines from the prayer psalm which we recited in the beginning. And these can be done as a ficker, meaning put onto the swing of the breath on the inhalation and the exhalation. These prayers, again, I've said it before and I'll say it again, that Inayat Khan said that the prayer psalm and salat are the two pillars of Sufism, this Sufism, of universal Sufism, which Inayat Khan brought to the West 100 years ago. Two pillars. So these lines of these prayers, they can be taken as a very deep contemplative practice and meditation. So here we'll use several lines in tandem. So the first two lines will be, pour upon us thy love and thy light. And in tandem with, give sustenance to our bodies, hearts, and souls. So we breathe in, pour upon us thy love and thy light. And as we breathe out, we allow that love and light to give sustenance, to give spiritual food to our bodies, hearts, and souls. So breathing in, we hear the phrase inwardly, pour upon us thy love and thy light. And breathing out, give sustenance to our bodies, hearts, and souls. Breathe in, pour upon us thy love and thy light. And we breathe out, give sustenance to our bodies, hearts, and souls. And in, pour upon us thy love and thy light. Give sustenance to our bodies, hearts, and souls. So continue this way on your own. for a little while. Feel that love and that light being poured upon us, and feel every fiber of our being at all these different levels, our body, our heart, and our soul being given, filled with this sustenance. Two more lines from this prayer. Use us for the purpose that thy wisdom chooseth. And may I ask, why are you needing to type this?
There's some...
Can't hear?
There's the line that's been crossed, and for some reason there's difficulty hearing, and so they asked if I would type in the statement. Or can you speak louder?
Use us for the purpose that thy wisdom chooseth, and guide us on the path of thine own goodness. So we breathe in. Use us for the purpose that thy wisdom chooseth. And we breathe out, and guide us on the path of thine own goodness. In, use us for the purpose that thy wisdom chooseth. And out, and guide us on the path of thine own goodness. Continue breathing in. Use us for the purpose that thy wisdom chooseth, and out, and guide us on the path of thine own goodness. Thank you. never taken a quote from the sayings of Anayat Khan, and you had put some music to it, and it came very strongly that perhaps we should sing that together. Can you lead us? Let thy wish become my desire. Thy will, my creed. Isn't that right? And we can just listen to Krina. He has beautiful words by an icon that relates to these phrases in such a beautiful way. And after we listen to Krina Gita sing it for a few phrases, we can perhaps join in quietly.
Let thy wish become my desire, thy will my deed. Let thy word become my speech, thy love my creed. Let my plant bring forth thy flower, my fruit thy seed. Let my heart become thy lute, and my body thy reed. Let thy wish become my desire, thy will my deed. Let thy word become my speech, thy love my creed. Let my plant bring forth thy flower, my fruit thy seed. Let my heart become thy lute, and my body thy reed. Let thy wish become my desire, thy will my deed. Let my word become my speech, thy love my creed. Let my plant bring forth thy flower, my fruit thy seed. Let my heart become thy lute, and my body thy reed.
Last time.
Let my wish become my desire, my will my deed. Let thy word become my speech, thy love my creed. Let my plant bring forth thy flower, my fruit thy seed. Let my heart become thy lute, and my body thy reed.
Beautiful. Imagine the heart of our worship writing these words with such devotion. And this idea that use us for the purpose that thy wisdom chooses, and guide us on the path of thine own purpose. Thank you, Krina Gita. I know you were inspired with the beautiful melody you put to those words. And the last phrase that we'll work with is the closing line to the prayer psalm. And we breathe in, draw us closer to Thee every moment of our life. And then we breathe out, until in us be reflected Thy grace, Thy glory, Thy wisdom, Thy joy, and Thy peace. So we breathe in, draw us closer to Thee every moment of our lives, and we breathe out, until in us be reflected Thy grace, Thy glory, Thy wisdom, Thy joy, and Thy peace. And breathing in, draw us closer to Thee every moment of our lives. Breathing out, until in us be reflected Thy grace, Thy glory, Thy wisdom, Thy joy, and Thy peace. Continue to breathe in, feeling as if we're being drawn into the very essence of the divine being with every breath and with every exhalation. We reflect that divine grace, divine glory, divine wisdom, divine joy, and divine peace. Encourage everyone to learn the prayers, to study the prayers. It's a universal message. It's not. In fact, I it came into my hands by grace that Murshida Shahzadi, may God rest her soul, was the wife of Mushraf Ali Khan, who was the third Murshid after the passing of Hazrat Inayat Khan, and she was his wife. And it came into my hand, a copy from her own handwriting, a retreat she had given to someone, and it was specifically to study the lines of these prayers. That it was taken as a very deep contemplative practice, a meditation, and an individual retreat. Just work with these prayers. It's a great structure, and those are great words to study. I think I've told you all about when Murshid received those words. They said that the atmosphere in the home was unbelievable. It was as if everyone had lived or was living in another realm. And Anayat Khan had secluded himself while he was meditating and bringing the prayers through. And his wife, Amina Begum, would take him tea and a little bit of sustenance. And the children were asked to be quiet, but they couldn't, they couldn't resist. They wanted to see what was going on with their father. And when the door would open, they could just see this luminous being in this great meditation. And, Murshid didn't say much, but he did say, don't change the words to the prayers. And if one thinks that these weren't from an ordinary mind, they were from an extraordinary state that gave these words to this earth, then one has to understand they're quite precious. And elsewhere in the Samgitas, which are the, you probably know this, but there are the Gathikas, the social Gathikas, the religious Gathikas, and then the Gathas 1, 2, 3. Then there are the Gitas 1 and 2. Then there are the Sangathas and there are the Samgitas. So all of these are available for study at the appropriate time of one's initiatic state, and they are to be studied in a sequence. But in the Samgitas, he also says, and I wish I had that quote, I'll try to find it and maybe share it, but he says, even if the language sounds odd, and even don't change the words, it will become in the future like a precious coin, a commodity that will be sought after. But if you change it, it will be lost. And we see this evidenced, of course, in how many other scriptures that were written or rewritten or transcribed or translated years and years after the various prophets had left. And then the wars that have started because of that. It should be said this way. No, it should be said that way. Well, if it's been recorded, either in Murshid's own hand or by his secretaries that he then went through, we have that. We have that. Why should we think we can change these things? I'm saying, do what you want to do, but know what our Murshid said. There's spiritual liberty also. But it was something that he did request, and one can consider that. Speaking on the subject of training the ego. Yes.
We actually have a question on clarification. This is from Alina Petra. Mm-hmm. Is it our lives or our life?
Oh, that's a very good question, because you see it both ways. But I have always heard it's life. Every moment of our life. But we do see it written, lives. We should look it up. And how has Petra learned? She has a great teacher, Murshida Maharani. How did Maharani teach her?
She was taught life.
I was taught life. And I remember Sharif Graham, Murshid Sharif Graham from the Sufi order. Many of you know him by reputation. He is the one that is living now in the place where Murshid lived, in Suren, France. And there are archives of all these teachings, the original ones. And he is transcribing them. And I remember him coming to a retreat in New York and teaching all of us, it is life. Because really, there's only one life.
Mm-hmm.
We're
then we are individuating it, but in truth, and moving from unity. And that may need to be corrected. Yeah. I think it was also something that I might have gotten.
Mm-hmm.
So we want to change everything. Because I remember him making a point of that, saying it's life draws closer to the every moment of our life. Singular. But also plural, in a way.
When we say it together, I think there's that tendency to want to
life.
Pluralize it.
That's right.
We're in a group. Yeah.
But
yeah.
Yes. Pluralized, but life, what you're saying, is we have one life.
That's right.
One with lives separates us.
That's right. That's
but
right.
But that's our normal way of speaking.
It is true. Yeah. Every moment of our life. There was also a great deal of emphasis put on the healing prayer Nyas, because that there's a tendency to want to say that in the plural, especially when it's done in a group, but. Again, it's frequently emphasized that it should be said in the singular, even when said in a group. Beloved Lord, Almighty God, through the rays of the sun, through the waves of the air, through the all-pervading life in space, purify and revivify me, and I pray, heal my body, heart, and soul. There are occasions where there's a slight modification to that prayer in the healing service. And I'm waiting till someone presents themselves that I know will be able to take up that concentration on our behalf. I know there are others in our extended community, Safra's Knight and Anne Sophia Marshall, they're representing other organizations and do that service, and we share that in common. That has been disseminated in a common way to the other organizations, so we share that practice. It's a beautiful practice. So maybe there's not a reason to do more, but we can help support what our friends are already doing in the area.